Babbel.com, language for life. Why Babbel? When you want to learn a new language, you want to be able to actually use it with real people in the real world. Every part of Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Designed by pros, lessons with realistic scenarios, designed by over 100 linguists. Use what you know. Interactive dialogues that get you speaking confidently. Learn on any device. Compatibility with most devices with lessons that are only 10 to 15 minutes. Remember everything. Reviews that bring back everything you've learned. Number one selling language learning app. Oh, download the app today and start learning language for your everyday life from the App Store or Google Play. Choose how to learn. To start with Babbel, choose the plan that works best for you. Babbel app subscription. Get unlimited access to hundreds of award-winning lessons designed for all learners based on level and time commitment. Babbel live subscription. You'll have access to live virtual classes taught by top language teachers available at a variety of days, times, and levels. Plus access to all Babbel online lessons. People love Babbel. Thousands of five-star reviews. Publications love Babbel. The Wall Street Journal, Business Insider, CNN, Forbes, The New York Times, The Washington Post, USA Today, CNET. Choose from the following languages: Spanish, French, German, Italian, Russian, Portuguese, Turkish, Dutch, Swedish, Polish, Norwegian, Indonesian, Danish, over 10 million subscriptions sold. Good morning, hope you had a good week. Here's chapter 8 of Blocking Out the Invisible Sun of Buffy the Vampire Slayer fanfiction. Angel and Faith found their way to Connor's mother's house to find that no one appeared to be home. So Angel and Faith walked in to find Connor crying and his mother lying dead in Connor's nursery. What the hell happened here? Angel said as he picked up a crying Connor. It looks like a vampire, Sage Faith said as she examined Connor's mother's body. It's too bad we didn't get here sooner. We might have stopped it, Angel said, holding Connor, trying to soothe his cries. Buffy would have stopped this before a human life was taken, Angel said. You don't think I will measure up to Buffy as a Slayer face, said Hurt. Buffy had a way with things, Angel said, reminiscing about Buffy and her time as a Slayer. Well, Buffy isn't a Slayer. I am, Faith said, matter-of-factly. Faith, I'm sorry I didn't, Angel started to say, but he didn't get a chance to finish as Faith ran out of Connor's mother's house with Angel holding Connor after her. Back in Sunnydale, Spike and Buffy were making it unaware that Drew was on the hunt for Buffy. When Drew found Buffy with Spike, it was an all-out catfight between the two women, and the two fought for Spike's non-existent heart. Have a good week and stay safe, then thank you for listening.